Cuomo named his new panel in a web video.
The task force will include educators, teachers, parents, officials from the state education department, and the teachers' unions.
While it might not seem surprising that several teachers and their union representatives are on the panel, it's significant because the governor has been feuding with teachers for months. He's called them part of a broken education bureaucracy, and in exchange, teachers have held large protests against Cuomo's policies. The vice president of New York State United Teachers, the state's largest teachers' union, Andy Pallotta, says he's thrilled that teachers are included on the commission.
Teacher from New York City, a teacher from Utica. These are the folks that are in the classroom every day, and they're the ones that have been calling us with, this is the problem. This is the reality of the Common Core rollout.
He says he hopes the panel represents a reset on what many believe is a failed system. Dissatisfaction with Common Core and its related tests has led to one-fifth of students boycotting the third through eighth grade math and English exams last spring.
So you've had hundreds of thousands of students opt out of the tests. You have people who want local control. They feel that this Common Core rollout has been a disaster, and everything from it has been a disaster. So a commission, a task force taking these issues on, we're hopeful, but again, the proof is in the pudding.
The governor in New York does not directly control education policy, but earlier this year, Cuomo inserted into the state budget the requirement that new teacher evaluations be more dependent on standardized tests. The legislature reluctantly went along with the provision. That development in part helped fuel the test opt-out movement. Billy Easton with the pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education says he doesn't think the boycotts will end and the controversy will subside until the teacher reviews are less dependent on the tests. He says the commission should also look at changing a new requirement that 144 struggling schools in danger of state receivership also be judged by their students' test scores and whether or not they opt out of the tests.
The reaction is against the quantity of testing, but also against how the tests are used in ways that really pervert the educational process.
Easton says the commission is an opportunity for the governor to change the course. The state's education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, has also been named to the panel. Elia, in a statement, says she's happy to work with the commission, but she says she and the State Board of Regents have already begun reviewing Common Core and will soon begin a statewide survey that will give teachers and parents the opportunity to comment on what's wrong with the standards and how to fix them. And she says she's already taken steps to shorten the tests. Cuomo is hoping to have recommendations from the panel by the end of the year that he can propose in the 2016 legislative session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.